Good morning, everybody. You're very welcome to the Belfast campus, the University of Ulster. It's lovely to see you here this morning. My name is Mary Hannah Fletcher. I'm the Northern Ireland rep on this Association Study of Obesity Ireland. And I'm delighted to welcome you here. So we've got a very interesting selection of speakers here today, and we're delighted to welcome them all here. Before we start into the speakers, I just want to set the scene, and we have His Royal Highness. This is what he told me to say. His Royal Highness. We have Nazir Eldin, who's going to come up and just open it for us and let us set the scene, who we all know as HSC lead on obesity and also the head of health promotion. So you're very welcome.
Thank you very, very much. And just one correction. It's not Royal Highness, it's the Emperor or whatever. I am absolutely delighted to be here, genuinely. And I thank you for hosting in this beautiful, absolutely beautiful city. Magnificent, full of history, culture, progress. I love coming here, so thank you for giving me that opportunity. I also thank the University of Ulster for being so progressive and thinking, you know, about absolutely every aspect in relation to, you know, kind of education, training, and progress. There's no hiding. We have a massive problem, and everybody, not only in this hall, but everywhere, knows that obesity is a major problem. There's no hiding from that. And we have to address it. And there is no issue that if we continue to do the same things, we'll get the same results. I know it sounds like a cliche, but we have to think differently. It just amazes me that we know from, for example, the Forsyth Report, that there are so many risk factors and so many issues that we have to address, and this one is not addressed properly. We're all different guys, not just in color and size and everything else, okay? And in relation to obesity, we treated something differently. It is not just us professionals, it is in all walks of life. Stigma is not something that we can ignore. Nobody can ignore that, not least those who are actually either overweight or obese, because they suffer disproportionately to anything else. We fought for probably 2-3 decades to improve the image of mental health, and we are on the way. I hope with your help, with your assistance, and with the progress that you're going to make, that we are not going to take 2 decades to improve the fact that there is discrimination against obese and overweight people. It is not the right way, first of all, from an ethical point of view, but more importantly, because it actually doesn't do any good whatsoever. That's it. The ASOI also invites you to participate kind of yourselves in your professional capacity in research carried out by Dr. Swift and Grace O'Malley, and you have a piece of paper there inviting you to do that. Please consider that, because all of that will assist in progression in relation to dealing with the obesity properly. I want to genuinely thank all of the speakers, and I was really looking forward, because the minute that the SOI asked me to come, I said yes, because I looked at the speakers and I said, oh my God, I can't miss it. So I'm delighted to be here. So I want to thank them. And I'm hoping that, you know, you'll take with you not only the messages, but the learning from what we have today. I also would like to, again, thank the ASOI itself for not just being there, but actually doing things in a proper, planned, and hopefully really effective way. So well done, and thank you very much. And I really looking forward to the whole day today. Thank you. Wish you absolutely fantastic day.